We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:15 now, October 19th, day 51 of the Ida recovery. Humid again today with highs of 80. Storms likely tomorrow with highs of 80. Rain around on Thursday, highs of 82. Sunny and cloudy on Friday, highs of 82. And it's going to be a warm weekend with highs of 84 and 86. And Doug Cinceri, our friend, joins us now, a good friend. Attorney and host of WWL, All Things Legal here on WWL. Good morning, Counselor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And what are you hearing from your clients, Doug, about insurance claims, about adjusters? Is anything getting any better?
Well, I think they now are in sort of sticker shock. In other words, you know, they might have had an adjuster who indicated they're going to maybe replace a roof, point out a lot of damage. Then it goes back to the insurance company, and when it comes back, there's a big difference between maybe some of the communications with the field adjuster and what actually came back. So it's pretty much now that they're a lot of deficient, or in the opinion of the homeowners, policyholders, deficient estimates by the insurance company. And it's, okay, what do I do next? I feel sort of helpless. What is my next step? And basically that is to start understanding, I guess, that the burden's going to be on the policyholder to establish the damages, and the insurance company is not going to do it for them. So I think that's sort of the phase at this stage, 40-some-odd days after Hurricane Ida, where the policyholders are.
260-1870-504-260-1870. You can text your question in. You can call in. Jerry from Kenner has called in. Good morning, Jerry. You are on WWL with Doug Cinceri.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, I wanted to ask you. I was going to call you, but since I'm in the vehicle and I hear you on the radio, who pays the attorney fee if you represent the person for their claim?
Well, that generally it's going to the homeowner generally is. Unless there's an award, if you go to trial, for attorney's fees and penalties. And here's my advice about attorneys. I think when the homeowner is convinced and has tried every opportunity to get the money on their own, and they feel like there's no other possibility to get any additional money, that's maybe a good time to want to get help. Now, there's a lot of things you can do in between to, try to maximize your recovery, because I think if an attorney comes on, helps you out, they'll probably take a percentage of the extra money that they get when you hit that wall. So for the homeowner, probably the best, advice is to, be sure that you can't get any more money, from the insurance company on your own. Now, what you could do is ask for readjustments. You could bring in contractors, like roofers. This is something that homeowners can do that's very accessible. If the insurance company is saying you need to replace a patch or a repair, what you could do is have your roofer, who's licensed, in their estimate write that if your roof needs to be replaced, to state it needs to be replaced, it has to be replaced due to Hurricane Ida, and it cannot be patched or repaired, and this is my analysis why. Now, a lot of times when you put that in your estimate for the roof, the insurance company may take a different position. If they don't take a different position, ask for a readjustment. If they don't take a different position, ask for another adjuster. If they don't take another position, different position, ask for the dispute resolution adjuster within that organization. Some of the bigger insurance companies have that. So a lot of this will be advocacy. And part of the psychology is, it's not the written psychology, but the unwritten psychology of the insurance company, is a lot of policyholders will give up prior to getting the full benefit of their insurance company because of emotional capacity, because they get tired of the process. They've already been through one trauma. To go through another trauma of trying to negotiate with an insurance company, you feel helpless. I think the insurance companies don't put this in their minutes to the board of directors meetings, but it's understood. And so there's a lot of things you can do to pull it together. And also, too, if you get estimates from contractors, submit that to the insurance company. So basically, when the insurance company says your case is closed, you tell them, no, it's not. It's not closed until I say it's closed. Okay? So there's a lot of things you can do there. But also, too, if you do hire an attorney or a public adjuster, make sure they don't charge you for money that you already received or would have received anyway. So that the insurance company, because the insurance company is going to pay a lot of them unless you're below the deductible, a certain amount. So make sure you're not charged for that or a percentage on that, because you are going to get that anyway. Hope that's
helpful.
Thank
you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. 8:20. We'll take a break. Come back. More. Doug Cinceri is going to spend an hour with us here to help you out with your legal questions about the Ida recovery. Day 51 on this Tuesday, October 19th. It's time to take a look at traffic now on WWL. 8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, October 19th, day 51 of the Ida recovery day. And Doug Cinceri, attorney and host of All Things Legal on WWL, is here to spend an hour answering your legal questions about the Ida recovery. To Rocco from the Quarter we go. Hey, Rocco, you're on WWL.
Well, I guess I'm off base a little
Rocco?
Bit, but I'm right here. Am I still
hey,
John?
I mean, hey, go ahead.
All right.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
I bought a pretty expensive used car about 4 weeks ago. I thought it was a minor wreck. Got full coverage, put $12,000 down, and now they want to total this car.
Rocco, this is about Ida recovery. I'm sorry.
Yo, Rocco, call me on Sunday morning.
Does this have anything to do? Yeah, I don't know, Tim. I don't. Okay. 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments about your Ida recovery, a question comes in and says, if you attempt to mitigate more damage, such as removing ceilings or walls, is this going to change anything in what the insurance will pay for damages? In addition to that, is the insurance obligated to pay you for the removal?
Absolutely. Anything that you do to help mitigate damages should be paid by the insurance company, because the theory is if you don't mitigate damages would be worse. Plus, there's a provision in the policy saying you should use reasonable means to mitigate damages. And I think one of the issues is people who buy generators and maybe, you know, to dry out or fans to dry out the moisture in a house. And a lot of insurance companies are not agreeing to reimburse for the generators. And I think that's definitely an extra expense or a item that you should insist on being reimbursed. But for the fact of the insurance of the event, Hurricane Ida, you probably wouldn't have bought the generator if you bought one right after the hurricane or right before. And also, too, that helped mitigate the damages that ultimately the insurance company would be responsible for. So that's one of the issues. That's anything that you do that to mitigate your damages should be addressed if it could be quantified.
504-260-1870. If you have any legal questions for Doug Cinceri about your Ida claim, about your roof, about your is it an appraisal? What do they call it, Doug?
About your claim summary estimate.
Whatever the adjuster.
The estimate
says
of the insurance company. Absolutely.
How long do I have to submit supplemental reimbursement from the insurance company, says this text?
You can do it as you go along. The best way, and not most people can afford it, is if you can afford to make the repairs yourself, which I'd say only about 3 or 4% of people could do that, the best way to go about it the ideal way is to change a roof, send the bill to the insurance company. Fix the interior of your house, send the bill to the insurance company. Because you're not fighting over the theoretical of how much it's going to cost, because that is now quantified. We know how much it costs. Now, you might have issues regarding upgrades and, you know, maybe doing work beyond the scope of damage. But that's the ideal way of doing that. But that's not always, for most people, that's not practical. But as you get information, file a supplement. As you get information on your roof and you, as an increased cost, file a supplement. Always do it, and also document the fact that you are submitting the supplement through email or some way, so that if you get to the second stage, you can demonstrate that the insurance company was not processing your claim properly, which could necessitate attorney's fees and penalties.
All right, Doug, hang on. We got more texts coming in, more calls coming up, 504-260-1870. Doug Cinceri answering your questions about the Ida recovery. A quick note about sports talk this evening. I'm looking forward to this. Coach O is going to be on at 6:30. He was Bobby's roommate in college at Northwestern. He and Mike have been friends for a long time, so I'm sure we're going to get a very candid conversation with Coach O. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. All right, 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Doug Cinceri, nice enough to give us an hour of his time on this day 51 of Ida recovery. It's hard to believe that we're approaching 2 months, but we are, and a lot of work still to be done, a lot of problems with insurance companies. That's why Doug is here to answer your questions at 504-260-1870. You can either text them in or you can call Doug here from the text line. I applied with my insurance a claim for a loss of use, name, storm evacuation expenses while evacuated, gas, hotel, and food cost while away. My policy allows up to $1,000 reimbursement. I'm a little bit confused because there are four zeros, but the comma's after the one, so $10,000 would be a little high. I'm guessing it's $1,000 reimbursement with no deductible. They're now asking me for my average weekly food and gas costs. I would imagine in order to deduct this amount from what we are claiming, is this legal? Thoughts?
They're taking a different tack now. That what they're saying is you would have incurred this amount of gas, or if you were at home, you would have spent X amount of cost for your food. So they're saying is the additional living expenses is what you incurred during the evacuation, less what you have typically would have incurred if you didn't have to evacuate. That's sort of a new tack. They didn't do that for the past hurricanes, and it is a way of trying to mitigate the payout. Yes, you have a reasonable degree of cooperation with the insurance company on these issues, so you probably should provide an estimate just in order to continue to have the ball rolling and not give them, the insurance company, a basis for not addressing your claim. So, be careful on weekends too, because I mean, you might not travel on weekends, and you know that's so. Just make sure that that's correct. Yeah.
I just want to take a minute for editorial stuff here. You're a good Christian man. I know that what these insurance companies are doing, it's just not right. Do you think?
I think it's the way I look at it. It is what it is, and that's the way they have operated since Lloyd's of London in the 1600s, mm-hmm. or whenever it started. So it's never been different. I think the key is how to respond to it. And that's what, that's what we try to do, is give information to respond to it. Because if you do have knowledge and if you have the emotional capacity to do it, you can, I'll say outlast them, but you can get in there and have a fair fight with them.
And I remember telling an insurance adjuster one time, look, I don't want to call an attorney. I don't. You're forcing me to. You are making me do this.
Well,
let's go to Mike from St. John. Hey, Mike, you're on WWL. Mike's not there. Okay. Another text comes in here. I have a 3-story home, which it's difficult to get someone on a roof. Can I submit photos using my drone? Will the insurance company and adjusters accept them?
Sure, absolutely. And if you can show on the drone that a lot of shingles are missing, and also the shingles are lifted, that may be enough or should be enough to be able to demonstrate that you need a new roof. So, yes, any information is helpful, and drones are great. Drones are a great way to establish damages, and that's something we didn't have for Katrina or even Isaac or any of the recent hurricanes, and that's great.
This sounds like something from law school. Here's my scenario, I guess. I've never been to law school. Oak tree on my property. Root system runs under the fence, dividing my property and my neighbor's property. Wind knocks tree over. Root system takes fence down. Who is responsible?
You know, that's an interesting. That is a law school question. And basically, first of all, this is Albert had a good spin on it too, my law partner on Sunday. But if a tree falls down from an adjacent property, if it's on your fence or in your house, the insurance company should take care of it. Now, sometimes they'll say, we'll remove it from the house or the fence, but we're not going to move it off the property. That's the position they take sometimes. I would say that's an incorrect position. But if there's something, a lot of people will run into a situation where if a tree falls on their property, it's to remove it will be less than their deductible. Mm-hmm. And in that case, what you could do is ask for your neighbor's insurance company and file it as a liability claim for the removal from your property. And that, you know, that's one tact in response. If the tree falls and, you know, your insurance company would be responsible for it, but for the fact that it's under your deductible. And so that would be one possibility, is just file it under your neighbor's liability claim, and you may be able to get some money for that.
All right, a couple of minutes left with Doug Sunseri, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions about your insurance claim or adjustment or whatever. Somebody texted in, Doug, because of the storm, Hurricane Ida, I lost all of the food in my refrigerator. Most of it was liver sausage sandwiches, and I was only given $4 by my insurance company. What should I do? I think he should give the money back to the insurance company because he was overcompensated. Let's look at traffic now on WWL. 55, 5 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, day 51 of the Ida recovery, October 19th. We're some helpful sons of guns here because next hour we're going to spend an hour with John Olzheimer, credit expert, formerly of FICO and Equifax, about some credit score basics, how to build yours up, how to help your kids starting building theirs early. And what about protecting your credit after a disaster like this where you might find yourself in a crunch? Doug, this text comes in a couple of times from the same person, so I want to get to it. My hurricane deductible was changed from 2 to 5% without my knowledge. Instead of $6,000, it's now $15,000. What can I do? Thoughts?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to check if it really was without your knowledge, as opposed to having it changed and without you noticing it. So you're going to have to get with your insurance agent to see if you were notified in an official manner that your hurricane deduction was changed. If you weren't, you would have an argument to say it's the lower deductible. If it was hidden in the fine print and you didn't catch it, you'd probably be out of luck.
Okay. Tim is Pat from the North Shore. Go ahead quickly, please, Pat. We only have a couple of minutes left.
Hi. My question is, I have the adjuster's report, the field adjuster, and we have some estimates from contractors. It's like apples and oranges. We're about to go crazy trying to make sense and trying to make everything, you know, line up to see what, you know, what the differences are. Is this the time to call in a public adjuster to help us make sense of all of this?
Well, I think you could call a public adjuster or a contractor who uses the Xactimate program, because the insurance company uses a specific program. Most of them use Xactimate. So if you could find a contractor who can give you an estimate under the Xactimate program, that would be helpful. Public adjusters help quantify damages. You don't need to pay them for the money you already received. That's the only, you know, only caveat. So
will the insurance company change to Xactimate if they don't use it, or is that what they use?
That's most what they use. They use a computer program. So 95% of them use Xactimate.
Does that help, Pat?
Okay. I mean, kind of.
Go ahead.
On the adjuster, the field adjuster's report, listing every single piece of lumber.
Right. I don't mean to cut you off. We're short on time. But here's what I suggest you do. Have your adjuster come out and meet your contractor and let them walk through the house and see if they can come to an agreement. ask the adjuster to come out, and they can go through room to room and see if they can have consensus. If you have an adjuster who will work with you, they'll you know, some of the better adjusters will agree to that.
Okay, that's definitely a great idea. Thank you so much.
Okay, great.
And another text real quick, Doug. If FEMA's going to help those without insurance, why should I keep my insurance? It costs me thousands of dollars every year and fight me to help when I need them. And the answer there is, I think the maximum benefit you can get from FEMA is $18,000.
Yeah, keep your insurance. I mean, keep your insurance, you know, and just understand if you have a claim, you're going to have a fight. But that's better than depending on the government at its whim.
And I do think that $18,000 is the top that you can get. I believe FEMA people told us that. Thank you.
I defer to you, Tommy. All right. Oh, Tommy, thank real you, quick. Doug. We're going to be on tonight and tomorrow night from 8 to 10 to answer your IDA questions on the IDA Recovery Connection. So if anybody else has calls, they can call us tonight.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. Tonight, 8 till 10, if you're listening and maybe can't call in, Doug and, well, just Doug will be on, or Al, too?
I'll probably have my wife, Michelle.
All right, good. They'll be on to answer your questions, and that's nice of them to do that. Thank you, Doug. Have a great day.
All right. Have a great day, Tommy.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.